This is JustVocabulary.com. Today's two words,
fidelity
and
extrovert.
If you really want to boost your vocabulary, check out our new study tools. We have the Just Vocabulary Power Hour, the Just Vocabulary Weekly Recaps, and of course, iPod, iPhone, and iPod Touch study tools. Go check them out on JustVocabulary.com. But now let's get started with our first word, fidelity.
Fidelity.
Although the salesman was on the road constantly, his marital fidelity was intact.
Fidelity.
The fidelity of the tape recording was so poor that you couldn't understand much of what was said.
Fidelity.
One of the things I admired most about him was his adoration and fidelity toward his wife.
Fidelity.
The noun fidelity is spelled F-I-D-E-L-I-T-Y.
Fidelity.
What does it mean? The noun fidelity refers to the faithfulness to vow, duties, obligations, or observances. It's the faithfulness to a person, cause, or belief demonstrated by continuing loyalty and support. But fidelity can also refer to the degree of exactness with which something is copied or reproduced. For instance, the fidelity of the tape recording was poor, or the new Canon inkjet printers can reproduce photographs with amazing fidelity.
Fidelity.
So, fidelity refers to remaining faithful to your partner and not to cheat. The word infidelity refers to cheating. And the second meaning, fidelity, also denotes faithfulness to the truth or facts. Some synonyms, allegiance, loyalty, or devotion. And some antonyms, infidelity or disloyalty. Okay, let's move on to our next word.
Extrovert.
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 If you want to be in sales, you have to be an extrovert and like being around other people.
Extrovert.
Mark is shy and introverted, while his brother is more of a social extrovert.
Extrovert.
Cheerleading was the perfect outlet for Angela's extroverted nature.
Extrovert.
The noun extrovert is spelled E-X-T-R-O-V-E-R-T.
Extrovert.
What does it mean? If you are an extrovert, you're an outgoing, overtly expressive person. You are energetic, happy, and you enjoy being with other people. In psychology, it refers to a person that's predominantly concerned with external things or objective considerations. The word extrovert can also be used as an adjective. Example, Bill's extrovert personality made him the ideal host.
Extrovert.
Extrovert is derived from the Latin word vertere, which means expression, and an extrovert is an expressive person. An introvert, which is the antonym, is more inward or introspective and reserved. Here's a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
ineluctable?
Ineluctable.
Ineluctable.
Ineluctable describes something that's impossible to avoid or escape. Example, one often hears that the only things in life that are ineluctable are death and taxes. Okay, and that's it for today's show. If you have the tendency to forget words that we introduced during this show, or you can't remember all the words' meanings, we've got a great study tool. It's called the Weekly Recap. In 6 minutes, we review 10 words of previous shows. Go to our website to check it out. See you there.